Alive?
Yeah,
Lady Gaga?
Ion said he's still working on the baby, and he was right there. What's wrong with you, Ion? Didn't you see
he's
this?
With the baby. He's making sure the baby's okay.
No, he's right here.
I'm here.
It's a multitasking reality.
Well, it's true. It's true in a way because I've got the baby monitor close, and I'm listening in. So.
Right. All right, let's not get technical.
Yes.
Let's get Lady Gaga.
Oh, great. I like this one.
Okay, this one's called Bad Romance, number 5.
Trying to hold up to the speakers.
Dave's fascinated by it.
It reminds me of that Ion thing in that one radio show you had.
That's right. Yeah, maybe Ion's doing this.
Stopping the time.
Yeah, are you doing this, Ion?
We'll wait our
and so on and so on. What's that?
Hey, Dave, was it breaking up for you, Dave?
We've been screaming forever.
I'm sorry.
Stop. Wait.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
We'd like to give a shout out to our kind sponsors of this program at this point for all the woo-woo, for the interruption and the breaks in this otherwise fabulously wonderful moving rendition of this continuance. It gives you a good apparition of an understanding of the breaks in what you call time, but you marvelous human creators are responsible for it totally and completely. Non-physical wanted to hear it all, so it's up to you all, not to us. But we do want to thank our sponsors for this break of conjecture.
Well, what do they do have to do with it?
Well, we're just being nice because you're going to try to blame non-physical and it ain't us.
Yeah, so it was breaking up, eh, or all distorted? I'm sorry I didn't hear, because I had the phone away from my thing just on the...
Yeah, it would go... And then it would go. And then it would go.
Well, how about this? We know the tune. We know the tune, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's known it. We've heard it a lot.
We like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Scott, you like it?
I like it. It's not my favorite Lady Gaga song, but I like it. It's,
yeah, what's your favorite?
Paparazzi.
Why?
I just like the way she breaks up the word paparazzi, and it's very kind of Italian sounding, and it's got that...
Exactly, nice melody, isn't
that
it?
That Euro sort of gothic...
What about Poker Face?
Pretty gothic sort of stuff. Poker Face is great, too.
Yeah. That's the one that really broke her.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what do you think of that? Ion knows about Poker Face. I don't know it. Ion knows... I mean, Ion, are you... You don't experience these things. You just know of them.
What do you mean?
Not that. Obviously, so try
to... We just want you to be clear so we can answer, because if we answer from your disconnection, you're not going to understand the answer anyway, so we want you to clean it up before we jump into the fight.
Okay, well, what, how do you have time to experience all this stuff?
Well, because there's no time where we are, and we want the same for you.
Well, is it happening all at once?
Stop. Wait, stop. Easy. Simmer down. It's all right. Ain't nobody hurt here. Here you go. You have this little Catholic girl.
Yes.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Okay? And she's repressed and pushing every way she can push.
Right.
And all of a sudden, she realizes somewhere in her knower that she has this non-physical that'll give her a hand. Hail Mary, full of grace. Or pick a station of the cross that you want to kneel before. And then you realize that that's not getting it. And then you come to a place where you're like, well, the hell with this noise. Let's get on with it. Let's get busy with it. And then the next thing you know, you start calling everybody a monster. And everybody goes, yeah, that's great. I'm a monster. You're a monster. I'm a monster. You're a monster. We're all a monster. And then the next thing you know, you have monster balls. And then you start, all of a sudden, things start clicking. It starts happening. When you quit caring, then all of a sudden you arrive. And she doesn't know or care. And she gets on these speeches and comes up with all these different things of how she wants to make the world a better place. But at the end of the day, she'll tell you right quick, if you ain't getting off, you ain't getting anything. So get on with it. You are where you are and get happy.
Yeah, she wants a bad romance. She wants your disease, your ugly. Like the other songs, there's no, except for We Are the World, there's no value judgment. There's no good and bad. Everything is, they're saying, I'll absorb everything.
Well, you do anyway. And that's why human creators resonate with it. You sit around talking about the devil, we've told you what that is, and what evil, and we've told you what that is, and the only thing that's evil is your introspect of the retrospective value thereof. You're less than because you're evil. Well, who are you to say? And once you get over that, then all of a sudden the meme becomes the theme. And when the theme becomes the meme, then the archetypal grid gets shifted. And when the archetypal grid gets shifted, then the mystery landscape becomes strangely within your field of gaze. And when it becomes in your gaze, then you've got to apply it to one of your other bastard babies that you've created to make it apply. Oh, this came from the chemical body. Oh, this came from the chip body. Oh, this came from the TV body. Oh, this came from the astral world of dynamic. Well, you start giving value judgments, and as long as you can work it all out, and even if you can't work it all out, if it's fun, go with it, and then all of a sudden your world is blissful. You don't know why. You don't care. That's a good day.
I want your drama, the touch of your hand. I want your leather studded. That it kiss in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave, it's interesting that these kids are singing about with no value judgments. Everything's great no matter what. And
everything's here.
Right, and...
It is. Seems to be.
Right, everything's here, so...
Well, that's true. Is it everything here? Maybe not.
Seems. That's what you do with material, isn't it?
Yeah, you've seen it, S-E-A-M.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, this is mainstream resonance with the present. So the population is caught up with the rebels.
No. Now, wait now. Easy, just a second. No. No, this is a forefront. This would be what you call, Bob, the Levites.
Right.
This is the Levitical order going first, laying out the foundation. To usher in the kingdom. This is the part that
that's the horns, the trumpets blowing, letting you know that somebody's fixing to get their ass whooped.
Hey, Dave, the Levites, they danced around the Ark of the Covenant and danced wildly.
They didn't dance around the Ark of the Covenant. They're the only ones that could touch it.
Right.
They carried it everywhere it went. They went before. They were the singers. They were the ones that ushered in this mercy seat that won them wars.
Right, but they danced around it. They danced every day.
They did, but that wasn't their job. It was to usher it in beforehand. Before the ark could go, they went in before carrying the ark. They're the only ones that could touch it, handle it.
So these kids, these top songs, which there are thousands every year,
they're the true part sons of Levi. They are the true part sons of God.
And
they're the root and the branch of Jesse.
And it doesn't matter whether they make it and become famous or not. If they're digging it, they're doing it.
They are, and they are, and they are.
Dave, are you there?
What's that?
Dave, are you there?
I'm certainly
in. Out the bank today, Jesse business.
The Jesse, who's that?
The previous
one of the other tribe.
Oh, okay.
We had to get some cunt in here, otherwise it just becomes.
You said con? What did you say?
You have to have some content.
Oh, okay.
Here, Bob, something to work with.
Work with.
Scotty, so you like the tune. We heard your things on that. Obviously, Ion loves Lady Gaga. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry, go on.
Well, when I first saw Lady Gaga a few weeks ago in these videos, I thought of a combination of Madonna and Marilyn Manson. Who else would you add, Dave or Scott or Ion?
Sally Field.
Gee, Sally Field?
That's interesting. Why?
Annie Lennox.
Why Sally Fields?
Because of the essence of not fitting in, not working out, not being the meme of the moment, and yet finding a place to be accepted anyway.
So how did Sally Field, you mean the person or the character she played?
No, we mean the person. Sally Field was not a character, she's a real life human creator.
Right, and she felt out of sync.
Always, almost got thrown out because of her little issue with the flying nun.
All right, and that's Sally Field. That's the way, yeah, I read a little on Lady Gaga, she was, you know, out of sync,
yeah, and didn't know how to fit. But when she quit caring how to fit, then all of a sudden she became the standard by which everyone else was judged.
Okay.
That's how God does things, Bob.
Yeah, and I don't know, you're implying in her interview, she says she wants to change the world. She doesn't realize she's doing it, doing the values.
No, she does.
I think
she
does,
she's
maybe.
She's just trying to be careful. You don't want to run around telling everybody how big it is, because the best you're going to get after that is say, all right,
hey,
big boy, let's see it.
I'm just finishing up, eh? Okay, you can go ahead. Don't bring all the snow in the place, eh? Oh. Sorry about that. I got to deal with. Well, what?
Hey, Dave, you went A. You went A like a Canadian, and Ian goes A, and then he goes aye.
That's an Emerald Tablet reference.
That's right, Emerald Tablet. Aye.
I'm loving this session, and Ion, obviously, I totally appreciate you being in on this and being such an awesome contributor. Can we just, I can't go right now just because I got these people here and it's just a lot of activity here. It's kind of distracting. Can I just play the classic song? Can we just like pass on doing the alternative music for today?
Oh, I think we have to.
Tonight. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, Dave. I mean, we're getting near the end anyways.
Okay, because normally what I was thinking, and I don't know if this is cool with you guys, is we thought we would take five of the so-called top, popular songs, and then we're going to take five of the so-called alternative pop songs. And then we were going to do one oldie. Can we just skip to the oldie for this session? Just because I got.
That's probably where it is anyway.
Okay, what do you mean where it is? What do you mean?
Where you want to go with this whole process?
Sort of, yeah.
we are sort of marginally involved. However, just don't mind us. We're just a little non-physical. Don't mind us.
Okay.
What is the song?
Well, do you want me to, okay, so I picked, just, you guys can pick your own tunes other week. I'm picking Chicago, Just You and Me.
Okay.
Okay.
Let it rip.
Here we go. Can you hear that, or is that all distorted and fucked up?
It's good.
It's breaking a bit, but it's okay.
Is it? Okay, I'll pull the phone a little farther away from the speaker then. Stop here right now. The song is like at about 1 minute and 40 seconds. It has done so much stuff. It's like had a killer intro. It's had all these neat modulations. It's had all, like, it's just amazing to think a lot of these other tunes that we listen to, just, I just don't think they covered this much territory in such a short period. Anyways, here we go.
Well, that was in the day when music had to go, when music had to work. Music no longer has to work.
Yeah, can you elaborate on that? I kind of understand what you're saying, but go
well,
more
nobody
detail.
Nobody would buy it. Nobody would.
Oh, would buy the mud that they make now.
Yeah, it would be Mama Cat. I mean, it'd be gobbledygook.
That's back when we had ears. We're so tactile now, which is mud. It's mud that is. Yeah. Music is gone. The ears for music is gone.
That's not true though, because when people hear this, they go, "Shit, listen how good this is."
Yeah, but they can't, they just become oldie stations, they can't get into the mainstream.
Yes, in the sense that a lot of songs will sample old songs and bring some element of it, because it does, it just has this amazing inventive energy about it that in some ways is lacking in new music. I don't know why, but it is. Is that just me getting old and liking these songs because I liked them when I was a little kid? I don't hear that. When I play it for 20-year-old kids.
People don't know what they like what they know.
Yeah,
right.
Like what you know, Dave.
Because I'm telling you, I had a young kid who knows a lot of music, but he doesn't know this stuff, and I had him over a few weeks ago, and we pulled up in my speakers, and we played this tune, and it's so well recorded, it's played so well. The guy who sings is also the bass player, and it's just got such good feel, and the bass lines are very inventive. Like, it's just every part really counts, and it's all put together very carefully. Mind you, studios cost about $300-$400 an hour when they made that, and now you can get a studio for $20 an hour, so...
What did the friend say?
That he was blown away, that he agreed that it's just a cut above the new music, basically, and that the stuff, the songwriting, this is not at the level
But Dave, I think there's always a certain type of energy when you're playing songs for someone that you're enthused about, that they, like, that's, in some ways, music is not music at that point. You know what I mean? Like, I've played
the
music.
Excitement.
I've played music for people, and the way I enthuse about it, that becomes the music, so they totally get into it. And I'm not saying, you know, what you're saying about the song is not valid or something, but if they heard that song on the radio next to Lady Gaga, I'm not totally convinced that they would say, oh, fuck the Lady Gaga, I like the Chicago.
No,
I don't know. Who knows?
No, I think you're right. They probably switch stations. But I heard it the way it was almost recorded through a big set of Tannoy speakers and a 1,000-watt amp, and all of a sudden it's like, holy shit, this song really comes alive, and it's amazing, the mix, and just the playing is so good. They're so funky for white guys, you know. They come across as this very white image, but it's actually, the music's got a lot of nice feel and soul to it. And also just the horn parts, I find them really inventive, the arrangements. And the parts they do, considering it's pop music, they're unexpected. Like, a lot of the modulations in that song I wouldn't have predicted. And it's so satisfying when you hear them. And I think that's what's great about a lot of sort of pop composers like Paul McCartney, or in the case of these guys, is it's all very understandable, but if you really examine it, it's actually very clever.
Okay, well, and you got to realize that was in 77 or so.
Yes.
So it was a big ridge. That was huge.
It was huge. Because it sounds such a good feeling when you hear that on the radio. Makes your car...
Yeah.
Your interior.
Could we clean this up for just a second? Let's see if we can help you out just a little bit for your recording.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do here. Hold on.
Yeah. Your biggest hit. Don't commit suicide.
See? And is that clearer than what you were hearing otherwise, Bob?
No, it's more in the distance, but it doesn't break up.
Yeah. Let me get it up a little bit.
That's what happening? Was that happening to your ears?
Yeah, it was breaking up, yeah.
Was that?
Is that better?
No. Is that what was happening when I was playing stuff over the phone?
It was breaking up. It was like the stop and start effect. It was the same as the Lady Gaga, basically.
Oh,
they all
shit.
Break up. You got to get a new software in there, Dave, or something.
I was just holding the phone to the speaker. Okay. But maybe I just had it too loud.
I don't think.
No, it just.
So you weren't noticing that, Dave? Like, it was literally like just you and simple and. Like that.
You're
like it
kidding.
Was, like
no,
it was literally
no, no.
cutting.
Well, I can't
it was
tell
cutting
I'm not
right.
Hearing.
No, but you would be able to tell. Like it wasn't that the volume was wrong or anything like that. It was literally like going to silence and then back to the song and then to silence.
Exactly.
Like it was like
really
it was weird. Like a it was like a bad embed sort of thing.
Well, you know what it is. It's because I'm just playing the speakers and it's just that one volume. So why it's oscillating like that over the phone, I can't tell because obviously
that's
I hold
weird.
The phone to speakers. But yeah. But luckily, we all knew that
song. Well, Ion, do you know why that the phone couldn't contain it?
Yes, because of the outside of the human creator had to give the break, because you're taking past time, trying to make it real time, and time doesn't work that way. That's how your chemical body allows your chip body to be expressed. And you're going to find that most every single time, almost no matter what you do, to the point that you've got the syncing up that you're trying to accomplish is the false premise of time. And that's why it keeps showing up, and that's why it keeps happening. So you've got to get to the place beyond it, because your chip body only knows what's been created. And it understands that time is not.
So you're saying our concept of time distorted the hearing of that?
No. Yes. Your false premise of application of time to everyone hearing the same thing at the same time can't work because there's no time.
Well, how come it worked when we heard yours play? Yours didn't break up.
Well, that was... We were just helping a little bit, Bob.
Well, can you help Dave's?
That's up to him. He's the marvelous creator. This isn't our dog and pony show. This is his.
Well, tell me this, Ion. Did you enjoy that Chicago tune?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. It was classic. We like Eagles too. We like Boston. We like ELO. We like
good period of music, isn't it?
The Atlanta Rhythm Section. We like all those genres.
Yes.
But then we weren't offended with Ice Ice Baby.
Yes.
Many moons ago.
Yes.
So
what's that?
All
Dave?
Music
Ice Ice Baby? That was a
Yeah.
Well, they sampled the Queen song and did a rap over it.
Oh,
hey,
is this? When is Ice Ice Baby? In the 90s? When is this?
Early 90s or late 80s? I think a little later than that, maybe.
A little later, right, 89, eh?
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s. Might even been 1990,
wow.
Actually.
And you remember that, Ion, okay.
See, it's a telling...
We don't remember it, we remember it. It is. Every song that's ever been sung still is. See, that's the trick of this, guys. You don't have to. You can spend the next millennia or eternity having these conundrums that you can't figure out, or you can just go with it. And then you can have the same knowing. How great is it to be in a place where you have access to all? Because there's nothing new or old under the sun. There's only now. And the nowisms that you're using, this is a perfect genre to play with because people are engaged with music. We love music better than we like words because it shows you timing. There is timing. Ask any comedian. Not about what you say, it's your timing as to whether or not it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Right, I wanted to mention this when Dave's wondering if he likes something because he grew up with it. You know, you look at the newspapers of the 19th century, endless prose, you know, and apparently the people had time to read it or something. And then as you move in the 20th century, the prose gets broken up and then, you know, then you get USA Today. The sensory changes, the environments of the people in the 19th century were totally different. So, Dave,
yeah.
What you like, you were molded by that environment 30 years ago, and that's you, and that's the timing for that time. The kids today like what is happening because the timing, the mishmash, the quadrophenia is there. There.
And now it even takes into a new level. The archetype takes on a new level. So now all of a sudden we can say, OMG, what's the BFD? And you understand the word.
LOL, LMAO.
Yeah.
LMAO. You got that, eh, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so...
Well, BTW, next time we talk, I was wondering if we could, if we could talk about, there was something
by
that...
By the wayward? Is it by the wayward? Or
right.
Waywardism? There you go.
What?
By the way... No, yep. By the waywardism.
What about this? Can we pick a topic next time? Maybe Ion can tell us about pop music scenes on other planets and other human creators, other than Earth.
They will parallel yours.
Really?
But now, you do have some interaction. You do have some interaction from other worlds. But you got to understand, these other worlds are not so different than your very own. And if you were in another world, you would only allow the parts that you know. Do you understand string theory?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, then we won't do that.
Let me say this, Ion. Elvis is performing in a parallel world now.
Yes. He's actually figured out what to do now.
Does he play different music we don't know? That we don't know of?
We want to hear those tunes. We want to copyright them. We want to claim we made them up.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, then if that's the case, then here's your new byline.
Yes.
The king of pop is dead. Long live the king.
Yes.
Michael Jackson. But Elvis, is he creating new music we haven't heard over there?
Yes. Yes.
Is it hot stuff?
Sure, it's pretty good.
Yeah?
It's actually good.
Is Michael Jackson jamming with them?
No, they're not in the same place.
Oh, okay. But Michael Jackson can go back and forth. He can get over into it. So would Michael Jackson create, and when he goes over there occasionally, does he create over there?
Yeah, this is it.
This is it was created by him.
Well, think about it now. This is it was the undone version. This is it made a hit, and he's not even here. But this is it is a hit because it was done from there, not from here.
He worked it out over there.
After he paid off Anka, yeah.
Paul Anka.
Yeah.
You see how Dave Ion knows everybody and everything.
They had a little problem because this is it. His song was actually Paul's.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible, Dave? I mean, JW doesn't know any of this stuff.
But that's okay. They settled. He got half the royalty off of it, so it's okay. They came to a mutually exclusive agreement. It was no problem.
Right. So, but Dave, there's everywhere, there's duplicates of us. So there's people, there's Dave, Bob, Scott, and JW doing this right now in a parallel world.
Mm. A version of it, yeah.
A version of us. Right now, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And if you relax now.
Otherwise, yes, and we don't want to interrupt, Bob, but we just did, so just hold on a minute. And here's the reality. The reality is you come into places now. And then we could do the rant of, no, wait for it, no, wait, now. No, it's gone, wait, hold on, it's coming. Just a second, get ready, now. Oh, now it's gone again. Your nows, you find yourself in new roaming places of knowing. Roaming places of knowing. So instead of RAM, I guess it would be rank. Random access knowing. And you find your place. You find your place every moment having new nows that you know. And that's the access that we're speaking about. And if you could ease off of it and just sort of take that as a commonality phrase or phrasality, it can serve you so well, because then you can be ahead of the curve rather than chasing the nut.
Okay, Dave, JW has to get up early tomorrow. Let's end that nonsense from Ion, and we'll bring JW in. I've been waiting to get back at you, Ion.
Well, then if you're going to do that, ibbly bibbly quiggly biggly, biggly liggly biggly liggly, biggly liggly biggly biggly biggly. See? Okay, now we're good.
So we'll bring in JW and see what he experienced, Dave.
Okay.
Scott, and then we'll end, because JW has to do something early.
Yeah, and I got people here, and Scott's got a baby, and Scott has got to wake up for some work early.
So we are eternally... What?
Elvis went home.
Yeah, there's all these reasons.
Left the building.
It's perfect timing. So we are eternally complete, Ion, and we hope you are.
We are always and joyously non-physical.
Glad to have claimed our hands on this.
Well, everybody's laughing, so I guess a good time was had by all.
We're speaking with JW, or we're speaking with Ion?
JW. It's just little old me.
So, did you enjoy that, or?
I don't know what you're speaking of.
The whole last hour and a half?
Don't have a clue.
Okay. But you feel okay.
Okay, what pictures did you get?
It's really funny. Doris Day.
Yeah.
Singing.
Yeah.
In her little straight off-white tight dress.
That's relevant. We're getting the up-to-date Holyopathic replays of her with Lady Gaga and somebody else,
Keisha.
It's all Doris Day, because Doris Day was powerful in her day, and now we've got the new with totally different cultural rhythms.
Yes, and a pretty interesting, and it's almost like you can hear it, but I can't hear pictures, but you can visualize it. Wanda Jackson.
Yeah, the one who influenced Elvis.
Well, it's just that crazy rockabilly business.
Yeah, which reminds me, we got an email on the How Ionic site from someone complaining about that little bit on Elvis that's on our site, saying, why don't you guys mention all the black musicians that influenced Elvis, and went on about it and said we were basically racist. I should address this to Ion, not to W, but
we don't have a racist bone in our body. We love everybody. We can't find anybody we don't love. So
right, I know that about JW, but the thing is, I forgot. Normally, so I need to bring that up with Ion. Anyways, you're seeing Wanda Jackson.
Yeah, Wanda Jackson, and who is the guy on Queen?
Freddie Mercury.
Mercury, yeah, Freddie Mercury,
mm-hmm.
And his little
tights,
one piece.
Yeah.
For the imagination.
He was a performer.
A pretty interesting picture of Gladys Knight in a choir.
She got mentioned. Midnight Train in Georgia.
In a choir.
It was mentioned tonight, Dave?
Yeah, and that makes sense, too, because when I was playing it for a friend, I was saying, this is totally a gospel background. This is all the musical background is gospel. It's so blatant. Yeah, it's funkier, but it's
and
so...
you're saying it was engaged in your show tonight?
I don't think I mentioned it. I was gonna. When I talked about the Chicago song and I talked about playing stuff for a young kid, I played them Gladys Knight, Midnight Train to Georgia, September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the Chicago tune. So even if I didn't mention it, I was gonna. She did come up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a picture. So, okay. And then a Frankie Valli beach blanket bingo.
Right. Now that's Frankie Avalon, isn't that? Beach blanket bingo? Frankie Valli is the Four Seasons. But you're getting a mix of both. You're getting that. That's that whole sort of era of early pop rock.
Correct.
And it's awesome. I love Frankie Valli. Well, that's just me, but I'm sure lots of people
I like
do.
Them.
Yeah.
I like the same stuff, Dave.
Yeah.
And let's see. What? A cashmere sweater worn by Betty Grable.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's like
red,
you're picking up the analog media phase, where we're playing the digital media phase, but, you know, it stands on the shoulders of the analog. These simple entertainment cliches or archetypes back then, 50 years ago.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
No, you wouldn't. You don't have to apologize. We know you don't know, Jim.
That's funny. I'm sorry, I didn't know. Really, no, I'm so please
yes.
Forgive me. I am okay. I'll learn the stuff.
y'all be patient with me. Be gentle with me, fellas. All right, let's see. This is new. There's something new that's coming. It's a new phase of what you're calling music. It's new. It's a new genre. There's a new genre on the horizon that's being dabbled with that hasn't made its debut as of yet.
How will it be
dabbled
different?
With in studios?
Well, sorty. Not maybe not that far yet. There.
I think it's Ion. Ion's doing a vocal.
No, because that's interesting that you say that, because it's been a long time since there's been a new genre.
Yeah. And this is really, really, really new.
Like, how can you make a new genre? That would be so fascinating, to make something that doesn't evoke polka, that doesn't evoke soul.
That's easy.
Really?
What's the answer? What was that, JW? What was that you said? I just missed that.
Evoking a new genre. That's easy. If you have non-physical and you allow it into your experience, then it becomes the fastest path to your joy, and it just shows up. You don't have to do a thing. It's just there.
You mean it already exists, and you tune into it, and it shows up.
And you can find a way, if you figure out what the word relax means, you figure out what the word allow means, it'll just be.
Okay, so that's a good platitude, but are these young people the best to tune into it?
Take your poison. Because the baby boomers are still toking it, so what difference does it make?
Okay, so what is the, Dave would like to know, what are some characteristics of this?
Okay, the beats will be calculatable, not to any other attributable point of reference.
A new kind of beat.
Yeah, you won't hear the beat. You've never heard the beat before.
So there's no 4/4 reference, there's no sense of a downbeat?
Never.
Well, how would human beings enjoy that?
Well, how do they enjoy rockabilly?
Well, that's all very symmetrical.
Strict time.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Not at the time, maybe when it came forth. Is that what you're saying?
Right, when it came
forth.
Right. It was the devil incarnate.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You know.
Well, that's McLuhan's principle. All new art, meaning good art, real art, is ugly. It's always disorienting.
Well, till it becomes embraced.
Yeah, that's an interesting process because somebody responds to it, there's an audience for it, and then somehow that's a little ahead of the curve, and 5 years later, everybody else has the same sensibility from their environment.
And then 30 minutes later, the Mets bidding vast sums of money to get the memorabilia to show it all.
The Mets, you mean baseball?
No, the Metropolitan Art.
Right.
But how can anything emerge now that is going to have a similar impact to that, where there's not going to be an instant audience receptive to it?
Well, you are precluding that they're not going to embrace it, and we know that they are.
But they're going to embrace it, yet it's going to be something they've never heard before.
Right. Exactly.
Well, you know what, Ion? There's, or JW in this case, what you're saying is the endless quest of the music industry for the last 50 years.
Well, we see it.
Well, that's exciting, because I tell you, every decade, someone says, oh, the new genre is going to come, and it never does. It just becomes a hybrid of everything.
Yeah, there's...
Like,
there's...
for a lot of humans, we feel like we've heard a lot of music expressed and a lot of rhythms, and even if you break up the time signatures and go 17-8, they still all make you bop up and down. You know what I mean? They still kind of seem rooted into like a pulse or a rhythm, no matter how esoteric they are.
Yeah.
They still can kind of be
this
broken down
you,
into ones and twos.
This will put you, this genre, we can describe it because we can see it, will put you into a hypnotic, trans, suspended state of euphoria.
And will it be a result of some new technology?
No.
Okay.
Using conventional timbres and instruments?
Pick your poison, yeah.
You could express this new genre this way, eh? You got to understand, I work with musicians. It's really hard, even the hottest players. Everyone, there's certain gestures.
That's old school.
Sorry.
That's old school, Dave.
Will you even need instruments?
They won't be required, but you can use them.
Well, what would be vocal? A cappella? Is that what you mean?
Acapulco is nice.
Acapulco.
No, but I mean acapella.
Sounds like What's My Line or something. Are you an actor?
Sure.
Have you been in any films recently?
Acapella.
Okay, do I know you from the newspapers? No. Have we seen you on TV before?
Do you enjoy the same reserve scotch that I do?
Yeah, you're talking about, remember the Salvador Dali one, when he was on, what was it, What's My Line?
What's My Line?
Yeah.
Soupy sale, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, JW, will there be a... Okay. No figurehead for the scene.
No.
Okay. It'll be like very democratic. Anyone sort of involved in it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the Beatles or Elvis come up or something.
But see, all those things are based on an invasion. This isn't going to be like an invasion. It's
going to permeate. A permeation.
Exactly, and that doesn't require aesthetic percussion to follow it.
Will you be able to ignore it?
No, you will not be able to ignore it.
Will I be able to cash in on it?
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
If you want to, yes.
But now I want to tell you right quick that if you're chasing a money check, you don't even have to do that. It can just flow freely and easily to you.
Yes.
It's not a big deal.
This sounds like a music made by harp.
You know, is it safe to drive when you listen to this music?
Probably not.
Really, eh?
Okay.
but is it a cappella?
No.
But
can you dance to it?
Right. It can. You'll be amazed.
And will we be like amazed? When Tesla talked about AC, I know probably you might disagree with this, but when people heard him describe it, they said it was just so obvious that it just seemed like, well, we knew this always, even though they had just discovered it. Or revealed for the first time, it just was so obvious and blatant. It's like, why didn't we think of that? In fact, it was right under our nose.
Who's Tesla?
The electrical guy. Tesla, who's the Westinghouse bought the patents off him for using alternating current as a power distribution, and also he developed the rotating motor that would, by throwing it out of phase, he basically get the magnet to constantly just keep chasing the positive side, and it would make things rotate. And that seemed like a real breakthrough, because before that they had to use direct current to achieve that. And he's like, no, just put them out of phase, and the two currents are actually will serve in a one direction.
Cool. Maybe you ought to be in that business. That sounds interesting.
So that was 100 years ago, and he died unhappy and
broke.
Yeah. Broke and
fucked.
Made deal, yeah, whatever, but I don't think he ultimately gave a shit. I think as long as he was able to do what he wanted to do, despite the frustrations, he was still, well, could be what he wanted to be, do what he wanted to do. But maybe I'm wrong.
That's odd, J.W. I thought we had talked about Tesla. I've done a lot of stuff with Ion about Tesla, but you don't know who Tesla is?
Well, other than that, I had to see if it was what he was talking about, who it was. But
Nikolai Tesla.
Said it that way, Nikolai Tesla, that's something about the World's Fair making a light bulb or something.
That's right. Yes, yes.
But that's just grammar school stuff.
Right.
Compared to what? For who? You?
Well, no. Just, I didn't know what he meant, who he was talking about.
Oh, but you have heard of Tesla.
Yeah, when he said it that way.
Oh, okay.
The electric bulb from the World's Fair thing.
Yeah.
But the point is, we're talking about new music, and when it comes along, it'll be obvious what it is, and people will hear it, and you won't be able to avoid it. And so.
And they'll run from it, and the news will talk about it. They'll say, don't have anything to do with it. Don't let it in your house. No.
Punk had a bit of that reaction, didn't it?
Elvis Presley, when he was shaking himself, and rubbing his genitalia on himself and foolishness, and people thought, well, that's just vulgar, and that's no music value to that.
But you're saying the same thing will happen with this.
It'll be stronger. It'll be almost banned. So it'll go into the subculture.
Yeah.
But it won't require conventional instrumentation.
Stuff never does.
Will music be the central thing of it? Like if you look at the Beatles or Elvis.
What you call music?
Okay. Then music at its most base kind of definition, like rhythms and. Melodies and harmonies, stuff that you groove to through your earlobes, basically.
Or the building blocks of music.
You mean like Gregorian chants?
Well, sure. That's one form.
Okay. So, all I know, and you might ask Ion another time, but the short version is I can see it.
Okay.
And I can.
But what are you seeing? What do you see?
Well, I'm giving it away. I have ideas to myself until they're fully developed.
You see people dancing? You see humans, or do you see airwaves? What do you see approximately?
They're all standing. You know the show. I think Spielberg did it with Close Encounters of the 18th Kind or something.
Yeah.
Where everybody was stopped, frozen, and staring.
Yeah.
Do, the melodious thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And they were just staring at it, and they didn't know what it was, but they just couldn't take their eyes off of it. They were just entranced in the whole process. It's very similar to
you what they're looking at. Sure, you can, but you're not saying.
Yeah, I ain't saying.
Okay, another picture. Maybe that's the climax.
A tuning, do you know what a pitch pipe is?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a pitch pipe, but it's chrome-plated pitch pipe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Chromatic pitch pipe?
Yeah, that's okay. I'm not so sure. It's just, it's not like a regular pitch pipe that I would notice.
The circular ones, rather than like those.
It is.
Right, they have more notes.
That's correct. Picture of that, and it's being held in a white guy's hand that's pretty hairy. You know how some folks have a lot of dark hair on the top of their
mm-hmm.
hand with pretty, it's not like a real soft hand, it's more of a rough hand, I guess.
Mm.
Just a picture. And then a this is kind of crazy. You got Batwoman, a picture of Batwoman.
Mm-hmm. Eartha Kitt came up, maybe that's was that. Didn't she play Batwoman?
That's right.
Yeah, you might be right there, Dave.
Yeah.
Yes. Eartha Kitt did come up.
In a picture of gosh. Yeah, you guys gotta know I have no clue, and it's almost embarrassing sometimes when these pictures are, because I'm thinking, how in the hell do you get there from here? But a picture of the Green Lantern.
Hmm.
You know, the comic guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing, the Green Lantern.
Hmm.
Sorry, I don't know.
Well, we're called the Android Meme Critics, and that covers all entertainment media, so your variety is appropriate. And there was that kind of variety in some of the lyrics.
Okay.
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
No.
Hello.
You know when you sneeze, what's happening, don't you?
What happens?
Dead people are walking through you.
Oh, really, eh?
Yeah, eh?
Fancy that, eh?
Yeah. Hey, Dave.
Do that. Say hello.
Yeah. Funny, because I love sneezing.
Yeah. All the time here, I hear a sneeze, and then I hear Karen go, "Hi, how you doing?"
Funny, hey, when people would sneeze, they'd go, "Bless you."
Hey, that's who they're talking to.
Yeah.
They're not talking to the person, they're talking to the spirit. They went through them. The Gebrut, which is the German, where it came from. Now, I don't know this, but Ion has beat it down to the point we get it. Gebrut is actually saying, "Welcome, foreigner."
Hmm.
What do you mean you don't know this, but you're saying it?
Ion is, I've just picked it up from listening to Bob and Carolyn.
Oh, yeah.
Talk of the gibberish of the non-physical. And
right.
I know that's how I know that. they've done
the
3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, the gibberish of non-physical. That's pretty good.
Yeah. We're trying to get Ion to brush up on his ancient Samaritan Hebrew-loid. See how he's doing. So if that's the case, it's fun. And there's an interesting, you know what a mixing board is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know you have the they used to be like big and
knobs.
You'd use them to, yeah, right. Well, the sliding, you'd slide them.
Yes.
You'd slide them, and then you had the knobs above that.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd set like the squelch of what you were trying to reach, and then you had the smaller slide that you could tweak it a bit. It's like that, only it's the size of a laptop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like little now, and it does it all. The bandwidths are all digitized, and it's tiny now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
well, that's impressive.
Like
you're saying this is what you see?
It's just a picture.
Yeah, yeah. That's the present, the miniaturization. That's why it's so cheap now. Before, a studio would have to buy all this stuff and hardware. Now the kids get it like baseball cards. Here, I'll swap you. I got this plug-in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll give you a copy of this. And, yeah, so it doesn't cost any money.
Good.
It's all free, and it's all miniaturized, and it all sounds good. Although, personally, I don't like mixing in the box. I still like to have all the old hardware. but that's more my personal aesthetic kind of thing. You know, I like to drink
like
scotch to get drunk. What?
That's like choosing vinyl over an MP3.
Yeah. But people will get equal enjoyment out of the MP3.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay,
JW, you got to go to bed. Your voice is croaking.
Is it done?
Yeah, we got it.
Well, Ion's wasn't that way, was it?
No.
Nope.
No.
Oh, good. Good.
Well, JW, if I can just say it's thank you for participating in this, and
well, it was the least we could do. No, really. If there was any less we could do.
That was easy.
The least you could do. It was no least. We appreciate your leastness.
Yeah, it was like we said hello and goodbye. It is great fun, and you can't believe how charging it is for the body. Now I know that sounds that way with the voice seemed to be going away, but you know it wasn't as long as it wasn't when I was around, but it absolutely charges your physical body to such a degree that you can imagine the very best orgasm you've ever had in your whole life, and it's like ongoing. It is incredible.
Wow. We should charge you. We should be charging you.
Oh, we'd be happy to play. We've got lots of money checks.
Lots of what?
Money checks.
What do you mean? You got lots of money checks to do what?
To send to those that are bringing on all these orgasms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just flying out the door and typing madly money transfers.
That's way more easy than just leaving the money on the nightstand, isn't it?
Yeah.
What great fun. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Now, so did you get what you were trying to do?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Okay. What'd you think, Scotty?
Yeah, that was great. No, I'm anxious to listen back.
Awesome.
Okay, good. And see, the less I know, the better it seems to go, because I don't need to know all that crap. I just mess it up. So going cold makes it work so much easier. And that's why the radio shows, you think about it, it's great fun. Mm-hmm. Bob was like, you can't do this. I mean, you'd have to spend a month just to prepare for a show.
Mm.
But here it's just all just flowing and rolling, and you know, folks are flashing in and they're answering the questions, and it's this topical. It is really, really great fun.
Yeah, Dave. JW's talking about people can't our cash flow. They might think we script it all. You know, we have people ask questions. That's the only reason. That Ian can answer all those questions. So Jed was just saying that we don't script it, and you know that. But some people think
you wouldn't have enough. You wouldn't have enough. You had a staff of 100. You could keep up with
too much work.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I really got to.
And I should go too. I've got guests here. So.
Okay. Well, great, Scott. Thanks a lot for setting this up. It's great. So you got the tape. We'll get the tape, or we got to post it, or I don't know. We'll have to talk about what to do with the tape. Right?
Yeah, we'll figure that out. So.
Okay. I'll talk to you guys later then.
Sounds
all
good.
Right.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. It was very good.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.